Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. My guest is investigative journalist Sarah Posner. I know you are keeping an eye on what's likely to be coming next. So what do we need to know about what the white Christian supremacist movement is up to?
The support for Trump's big lie that the election was stolen for him, or maybe a little less dramatically, that our election procedures are rife with fraud. Those are two big propaganda items that are now taken at face value in most religious right, political, you know, podcast newsletters, et cetera. Yeah. That is just an article of faith now. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Christian right has been very supportive and outspokenly supportive of efforts in state legislatures to suppress the vote. And particularly suppress the vote of Black and brown voters and Democratic voters. So I think we're going to see more of that, more of the we need to fix fraud in our elections. And so these are the fixes that we need to do, which are actually fixes that would basically be voter suppression. Yeah. And I think the important thing to keep in mind here is that even without Trump at the helm of the party, the religious right still has an intense interest in maintaining control of the Republican Party and maintaining control of state houses and so forth, because that's essential for them to enact their agenda on religious freedom, church-state separation issues, LGBTQ issues, reproductive rights issues. Mm-hmm. And so as their numbers shrink as a proportion of the population, they see these anti-democratic, small d, efforts as essential to maintaining control. So while a lot of them still venerate Trump as a messianic figure, God's anointed, and so on and so forth, King Cyrus, a lot of them may have moved past that, or would be willing to go with another candidate, but they're still supportive of the, oh, we need to do election integrity. This is the, mm-hmm. the big line there, mm-hmm. is that our elections are rife with fraud, and so we need to shore it up with election integrity, which is mm-hmm. their word for voter suppression. Yeah. So I think that we're going to be headed into a state legislative year this year, where you're going to see a lot of that. You're going to see a lot of BS like we saw around the 2020 election, around 2022 midterms, in terms of threatening elections officials, claiming that particular elections that Republicans lost were rife with fraud, although the ones that they won somehow weren't. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a really tough year.
Hmm. What are the greatest threats going forward, as you see it? What's the unthinkable event likely to be?
The unthinkable event?
Mm-hmm.
That Trump runs again in 2024, that he does not win, either the he does not win the Electoral College, but he gets election officials in states to change the result, or does a repeat of January 6th where, he has his followers storm the Capitol. I think that could happen in terms of him trying the precise details maybe are not clear, but the idea that he could run again and then use his pressure and make use of efforts made by Republicans in certain states through these voter suppression laws, in which they included provisions where they could change the composition of a county election board, mm-hmm. to stack them with political loyalists. So you could see a situation where Georgia Republicans stack county election boards with Trump loyalists and they change election results so that Trump wins Georgia and that helps him win the Electoral College. Or in other states, you know, his supporters, you know, threaten election workers. There's a whole kind of combination of things like that that could happen. And I'm not saying it will happen, but it's not beyond the pale, mm-hmm. given what Republicans in some state legislatures have done already, what Trump supporters have done already, and what Trump is already signaling that he might do. He already tried to pressure the Secretary of State of Georgia to change the election results there in 2020. So do we have any reason to believe that he's not going to try that again in 2024?
Hmm. So how can Americans better prepare their democracy to repel the next attack when it comes? And are there ways to make it less likely from what you know?
Well, I think people need to be much more engaged in understanding what actually happened on January 6th and not forgetting it and not sort of relegating it to the dustbin of history. Being more involved in contacting their members of Congress, senators, and also do not take your eye off of what is happening in state legislatures, and to maximize the ability of the democracy to actually function without interference by Trump's little armies, really, little, mm-hmm. you know. It's not always completely clear how you do that. How do you make sure that your county election board hasn't been stacked with Trump loyalists so that they can just change the election results if he doesn't win your county in 2024? I mean, that's not particularly clear, but I think a lot of how you would do that, but I think a lot of people don't even know that it's happening. And so you have to be engaged in the politics in your town, in your county, in your state, mm-hmm. Because these are not isolated events going on in just a handful of states. Trump has supporters in many states who have their eye on doing these kinds of things. And I think, you know, also we need to expect more from law enforcement in terms of prosecuting people who threaten or commit acts of violence against public officials. That doesn't just include, you know, election workers, but also obviously, you know, members of Congress, members of state houses, and also public health officials, as we've seen during the pandemic. So I think people have to grapple with that these are not isolated occurrences, that this is like a wave of this kind of terroristic activity and that Trump, you know, supports, yeah. And eggs on. And, you know, we need to really keep our eye on the fact that this is happening and not ignore it, mm-hmm. or not sort of brush it off as just a few bad apples. Mm-hmm.
Sarah Posner is a reporter with Type Investigations, and her investigative reporting and analysis have appeared in Rolling Stone, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and many others. Sarah is the author of two essential books on the political religious right, most recently, Unholy: How White Christian Nationalists Powered the Trump Presidency and the Devastating Legacy They Left Behind. Sarah, these dynamics will bear very close watching as the midterm election cycle progresses. I know we'll be checking in with you regularly here on State of Belief Radio.
I'd be happy to. Thank you. Welcome.
We need to take another break now, but up next, I'll be talking with Elder Pat Bumgardner, Executive Director of the Global Justice Institute. Now, if you miss any part of today's program, you can hear full episodes of State of Belief anytime on our website. You'll also find links to the topics we discussed this week, extended interviews and transcripts, and an archive of past shows. All of that at stateofbelief.com. www.stateofbelief.com. I'm Welton Gaddy. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, religion and radio done differently.